anyway. Her sister. That's what this had to be about. Kate thought back to the last 6 weeks and all the ground she'd covered. She poked around, asked uncomfortable questions, and clearly upset someone. She got too close, which was exactly her plan. Maybe she uncovered some piece of information she hadn't realized yet. But she would. If someone broke in thinking they'd figure out her strategy or grab every lead she'd collected, they miscalculated. No way would she make it that easy for anyone to destroy her work or derail her. She'd called the police in the past. Years ago. Not about this, but about a much bigger unsolved horror, and it led nowhere. A call today likely would end the same way. They would ignore her, write her off as the crazy one with the dead sister. Add to that, her complaint wouldn't pinpoint any clear evidence. This was about a sense of a presence, of being spooked, and she would become the new lunchtime story for the officers. But she knew. He had been there. He or she. The person knew how to get in and was playing with her. The next time, she might come home too soon. Despite her worries and the downsides, she picked up the phone and dialed the one person who might be able to help her, the mysterious DC Fixer. The guy no one ever saw, who went by one name. Wren.
What are you doing here?
Damon Knox stepped up to the foul line in his slouchy navy blue sweats and took a shot. The ball bounced off the rim and landed close enough for him to run it down again.
Waiting in the middle of a YMCA gym, watching one of my closest friends drown in self-pity,
Wren said from his seat on the bottom row of the bleachers. Damon refused to fight with Wren because Wren was not a man who lost very often, if ever. Known by different names to different people, he'd always be Levi Wren to Damon. They came from different places and met in their 20s, when they both believed they were out of options, him on the run, and Wren looking for revenge. They'd been taken in by Quint, a former undercover operative in some quasi-governmental organization he never talked about, a man who trained them and three others, coached them on how to shoot, how to set fires and not get caught, how to hide, and then he taught them that all of those skills, while helpful, ended in jail or a death sentence. He encouraged them to funnel their anger into legal pursuits, to learn other skills. Wren did and was now the elusive, mostly anonymous fixer that every rich person and government turned to for help. But Damon wasn't in the mood for a walk down memory lane. He didn't want to talk about any subject, really. Just wanted to shoot some hoops in peace.
If you're here and not at your desk, it must be a slow day for trouble in D.C.
There's no such thing. Wren leaned forward, with his elbows resting on his knees.
I had to wander outside because you've been ignoring me.
Apparently not hard enough. The basketball bouncing off the rim echoed the sentiment. Hell, he could not even hit a foul shot these days. When everything went wrong, it went really wrong. Wren blew out an exaggerated breath, one that said he was already bored the conversation wasn't going his way.
As if I'd take no for an answer.
I believe my exact response to your summons was, kiss my ass, but the result is the same. Damon took a good look at his friend. So much had changed in the guy's life over the past year, but he still managed to be the most well-dressed, put-together person in the room.
Nice suit, by the way.
Grown-ups wear them, Wren groaned as he got up, but since he had just turned 35, the noise likely meant he was annoyed.
Interesting life advice. I'll keep that in mind.
We need to talk about...
Nope.
Damon slammed the ball against the court as hard as he could. The loud thud before it soared into the air filled him with an odd satisfaction. Wren caught it and threw it back to Damon.
What kind of answer is that?
The same one I gave on the phone.
You do realize I'm standing right here.
Wren held his arms out to his sides, showing off that expensive black suit.